Welcome to Nutrition Podcast with bite-sized health and nutrition insights. I'm Elena, a nutritionist, passionate about helping you be your best self with loved ones and live a high-quality life through nutrition and wellness. Now, at the heart of addressing everything related to our well-being, from managing stress and boosting energy levels to shedding unwanted pounds and balancing hormones, lies one crucial factor: gut health. And guess what? We tackle it all through the power of nutrition. In today's fast-paced, tech-driven world where the lines between work and personal life blur, stress levels high, and unhealthy habits around food are formed, prioritizing nutrition isn't just important, it's absolutely essential. If you are ready to take charge of your health and embark on a personalized nutrition and wellness journey, schedule your free consultation today via the link in my show notes. Let's get started on transforming your health together. Hello, everybody. I'm Elena, nutritionist, and you are listening to Nutrition, Bite-Size Health and Nutrition Insights. Now, in this episode, I want to dive into the crucial steps to managing stress, because I tend to hear how busy people are and observe how far they go to get things done that end up stressing their mind and body. Now, like most of my health and nutrition strategies, I apply a three-step formula to managing stress as well. Now, these are nutrition, sleep, and workout. What's important to note here is that the order of priority is absolutely critical. The first is nutrition. So chronic stress can disrupt hormonal balance, particularly cortisol, right, which is the body's primary stress hormone. Elevated cortisol levels can lead to increased appetite, cravings for sugar, and high fatty foods. And of course, metabolic changes that cause weight gain. And of course, fluctuating energy levels. However, consuming the right nutrients for your body can mitigate reaching for the sugary and high-fat foods. So maintaining a nutritious diet will actually help calm the nerves and create balance with your energy levels. Now, the nutrient-rich food that can help mitigate stress, contrary to what people might like to believe, is actually complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, and foods high in magnesium, so leafy greens, nuts, and seeds. Omega-3 fatty acids as well, so fatty fish, flax seeds, chia seeds, and foods containing tryptophan like turkey, chicken, dairy, and nuts. Of course, I can't go by without saying stay hydrated, as dehydration can actually exacerbate stress symptoms and impair cognitive function. Now, more specifically and more personally, actually, when I go through periods of being extremely busy, I like to focus on consuming a magnesium-rich diet. Now, I have said previously that there's bio-individuality, right? So what works for me may not work for someone else, but for me, a high magnesium diet works perfectly. So at the same time, though, consuming a magnesium-rich diet can support a well-rested sleep at night. Which brings me to the second component, which is sleep. Now, after nourishing your body with the right foods and establishing a healthy sleep habit is the second step. This can vary from person to person, but it can include things like maintaining a consistent sleep schedule, maybe 10, 10:30 p.m. each evening, creating a relaxing bedtime routine. And I know everyone hears this and maybe you're rolling your eyes, but it helps. Optimizing your sleep environment, so this can be a dark, quiet, cool room perhaps, and limiting exposure to screen time and stimulating activities before bedtime. So this is probably the top of my personal list, which is limiting the exposure to screen time before bedtime. It really helps having a restful sleep. Now, lack of sleep has you reaching for sugar and coffee, which are both culprits to poor gut health. This then results in a weakened immune system, causing you to get sick often and creates all sorts of health problems, starting from weight gain as well. Now, we also know that getting sick results in disrupting our day-to-day life, again, causing further stress, which we want to avoid in this particular scenario as well. Now, the third component is workouts. This is actually the last resort, although most people like to start from here. Now, this is because if you lack sleep and have consumed unhealthy foods, working out will actually leave you feeling worse. You will struggle with energy levels throughout your workout and increase cortisol levels, which end up stressing your body even more. Now, working out does not have to be intense as well. It's what suits you, especially depending on your stress levels or level of busyness at the time. So move your body how you like to move your body and how it suits you at that particular time or whatever it is that you're experiencing in that particular time. This can be as simple as a walk, gentle yoga, lighter set of Pilates, whatever works for you, right? The added bonus of workouts is that it plays a key role in stress management, in mood regulation, and overall well-being. However, remember, the order of nutrition, sleep, and workouts is absolutely critical. Now, overall, whether you are going through a period of high stress or want to take a proactive approach in mitigating negative consequences of stressful periods, such as getting sick, then apply this three-step strategy, remembering the order of nutrition, sleep, and workout. Just like most of my health approaches, it all starts with nutrition. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, stay healthy, stay happy, and stay stress-free, and have a gut healthy and nutritious week. If you found value in today's episode of the Nutrition Podcast and haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button to stay updated on our latest insights. For personalized support on your nutrition and wellness journey, visit wellnesswithelena.com, explore our range of services, including private consultation, workplace wellness programs, and our signature wellness makeover program. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, remember, your health is your greatest asset.